You've got all this extra safety equipment on your car. Your insurance costs should go down, right? Wrong.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. New cars rolling off assembly lines increasingly feature high-tech crash prevention gear. For example, autonomous braking and anti-lane drift technology. The problem is that instead of lowering the insurance premiums on your car, these extra safety features are instead driving up the costs. Here to explain why is Wall Street Journal automotive reporter Christina Rogers, reporting from Detroit. First of all, Christina, could you please explain the process by which insurance costs go up due to this safety technology?
Well, there are two ways, really. One, when you go to insure your new car, you know, your insurance agent will usually take into account the price of the features you have on it, because all that adds value to the price of the car, as well as repair costs. So that's typically reflected in your premium immediately. But also what we're seeing more broadly is insurers, basically, they set their rates to reflect their own costs, too. The expense of repairs have been getting more pricey for them, you know, over the years. And as they see more cars roll off the dealer lots, just loaded with this technology. So much so that it's starting to take a bite out of their earnings. So rather than shoulder all of that extra expense, they're passing some of it on to consumers in the form of higher across the board premiums.
So, you know, these cameras, sensors, and microprocessors, which are part of the safety gear, that's one thing. But I guess another problem is where they're placed. You know, they're placed in bumpers and fenders, which obviously absorb a lot of contact in accidents. And
yes.
I guess it costs a heck of a lot to repair them.
Yes. In fact, I mean, it's really interesting because they're in the, like, in the exact spot that your car normally gets hit. In fact, 40% of vehicle crashes are these kind of, you know, fender benders. And that's also playing a big driver here. I mean, even your like common fender bender, you know, you're kind of turning and you hit the car, you know, other car trying to turn in the other lane. I mean, even these are becoming really pricey. Some of these sensors cost, you know, $1,000 to replace, and that's just one of them. Usually they have multiple ones on the bumpers and fenders. So yes, that is definitely an issue here. Some of the automakers are addressing it by putting like the cameras like behind the windshield where they're not vulnerable to an accident, but largely they are in those areas that are most vulnerable.
Is there any data on how much insurance costs are going up because of this? For example, you know, specific insurance companies?
Well, I mean, that in itself was really hard to pin down. I mean, first off, your insurance rate varies greatly by, you know, what state you live in and what insurer you're going with. But for instance, we do know more general trends. Like we know State Farm, Liberty Mutual, Allstate say they've been raising rates an average of anywhere to 5 to 9%. And, you know, they do cite the higher repair costs is a big reason for that. It's not the only reason. We're seeing other trends as well. Like people are just driving more because the economy is healthy and there's low gas prices. They're also, you know, multitasking with their smartphones more behind the wheel. So insurers say they're seeing incidents of distracted driving go up. So basically, on top of having these costlier repairs, there are just more collisions in general.
I'm speaking with Christina Rogers of the Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening, everyone. Christina, this technology is expensive, isn't it? Are buyers opting for these safety features?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's an interesting question because to some extent, I mean, the adoption rate is nowhere near 100%. Like, for instance, for automatic braking, the take rate for 2016 models was closer to 14%. And again, that's because you typically pay more for these features. Usually they're only available on the higher trim levels, you know, the real fully loaded versions of a car. And that means you're adding like a couple thousand dollars to the price of a car. And I know this because I recently shopped for a Subaru with its like EyeSight suite of safety features. And I got to tell you, the price really, you know, kind of ballooned when you're trying to add all these features on. So, so yes, I mean, it can get expensive quite quickly when you're opting for all these bells and whistles. Now you have more automakers like Toyota who say they're going to make them standard equipment. And obviously, you know, kind of government regulators and as well as, you know, safety watchdog groups are pushing automakers in this direction to make more of these features standard. But they're still pricey if you want them.
So aren't these insurance costs more likely to make buyers think twice, about both or about either, you know, purchasing the insurance or else purchasing the car?
Well, I mean, I guess that depends. For some buyers, it is well worth the cost. You know, I mean, some of these features can save lives. We know there's been a lot of independent studies done on automatic braking. For instance, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, kind of the go-to group for some of these kind of safety equipment, has said that, you know, they found that automatic braking can reduce crashes by 50%. I mean, that's a pretty significant number. Automakers also say, you know, the price of the parts will come down over time, and that will help lower the repair costs. But I will say this, you know, the one buyer we did talk to for this story, he saw his auto insurance premiums shoot up 20% when he got all the, you know, fully loaded high-tech safety gear on his car. I mean, clearly that was sticker shock for him.
Wow.
And I asked him, you know, do you think it was worth it in the end? And he said to me, I'm not kidding, he said, well, the jury's still out. I'm going to see how some of these features perform. I mean, obviously he hadn't had the car that long and he hadn't gotten into any near collisions. So, you know, he's still waiting to see.
Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Rogers reporting from Detroit via Skype. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ podcasts.